Hi there guys, Tori from Impulse Gamer here with a special podcast on Wednesday the 23rd of November 2005. The Xbox has just launched in the USA and our correspondent Edwin tells us that there are already problems with the new form. It seems, let's face it, we've got audio from him, so take it away mate.
Well, the day finally came in the US with the Xbox 360 hitting the streets, hitting the stores. And sure enough, people lined up early in the morning waiting for stores to open to get their hands on the Xbox 360. With many stores reporting that they sold out practically within the first hour, was it really worth waiting in line in the cold for hours and hours for this game system? While many gamers seem to have no problems with their new Xbox 360, there are just as many reports, it seems, pouring in reference to the system overheating and having other issues, such as they play for a few minutes and then get a blank screen and no audio right in the middle of gameplay. After restarting, they get three flashing red quadrants on the little Xbox 360's front plate. So tech support today for Xbox 360 and Microsoft really earned their money today. With so many people reporting overheating problems with their new systems, Microsoft tech support for the 360, some reported hours waiting for getting a hold of tech support with still no help in sight. This may have been a classic example of maybe it was better not to get the first release of Xbox 360 because many gamers walked away feeling more like beta testers than anything else. Now, just to be fair, there are also a lot of people reporting that they're having no issues with the Xbox 360 and are happily gaming along with their next generation gaming system. So, will this be a trend? Is there really problems with the Xbox 360? Only time will tell within the next few weeks, and we'll see what happens. Back to you, Tori.